राधे राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा निताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शशि श्रीमल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडाचार्य विविध फाउंडाचार्य श्री द होल वर्ल्ड जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री चित्र जगन्नाथ धाम की जय। समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल डिवोटीज All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. So, I have been told as a service to discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is my first time I am sitting here among the great exalted Vaishnavas, and as a service, the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, 10th chapter, 15th sloka had been told to be discussed. So even though this sloka is not there on the board, still we shall recite it by the permission of my revered spiritual uncles and mothers. So I seek for the blessings and empowerment so that I could speak something meaningful. I am just like kid in front of them trying to blabber something. So the sloka goes like this. दारिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो द्रो निरहं स्तंभ दारिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो ओ निरहं स्तंभ मुक्ता सर्वा मदैरिहा सर्वैर मदैरिहा मुक्ता सर्वा मदैरिहा कृच्छ्रम यदृच्छयाप्नोति कृच्छ्रम यदृच्छयाप्नोति यदृच्छयात् तद्धि तस्य परम तपः तद्धि तस्य परम तपः दरिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो मुक्ता सर्वैर्मदैरिहा मुक्ता सर्वामदैरि कृच्छ्रम यदृच्छयाप्नोति यदृच्छया तद्धि तस्य परम तपः दरिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो निरहं मुक्ता सर्वामदैरिहा कृच्छ्रम यदृच्छयाप्नोति तद्धि तस्य परम तपः दरिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो सर्वामदैरिह। कृच्छ्रम यदृच्छयाप्नोति तद्धि तस्य परं तपः। दारिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो मुक्ता सर्वामदैरिह। कृच्छ्रम यदृच्छयाप्नोति तद्धि तस्य परं तपः। दरिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो मुक्ता सर्वामदैरिह। कृष्णं यदृच्छयाप्नोति तद्धि तस्य परं तपः। दरिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो मुक्ता सर्वामदैरिह। कृच्छ्रं यदृच्छयाप्नोति तद्धि तस्य परं तपः। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, दरिद्रः अ पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन पर्सन,
निरअहम स्तंभः is automatically freed from all false prestige. Automatically freed from all. Muktaha, liberated. Sarva, all. Madaya, from false ego. Iha, in this world. Krishram, with great difficulty. Yadrichaya apnoti, what he gains by chance from providence, tat, that he indeed, tasya, his, param, perfect, tapaha, austerity. Translation: a poverty-stricken man must automatically undergo austerities and penances because he does not have the wealth to possess anything. Thus, his false prestige is vanquished. Always in need of food, shelter and clothing, he must be satisfied with what is obtained by the mercy of Providence. Undergoing such compulsory austerities is good for him because this purifies him and completely frees him from false ego. Purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A saintly person voluntarily accepts a state of poverty just to become free from material false prestige. Many great kings left their princely standard of living and went to the forest to practice austerity according to Vedic culture, just to become purified. But if one who cannot voluntarily accept such austerity is put into a situation of poverty, he automatically must practice austerity. Austerity is good for everyone because it frees one from material conditions. Therefore, if one is very much proud of his material position, putting him into poverty is the best way to rectify his foolishness. Daridrya dosha guna rasi nasi. When a person is poverty stricken, naturally his false pride in aristocracy, wealth, education and beauty is smashed. Thus corrected, he is in the right position for liberation. Thus ends the translation purports. of 10th canto, 10th chapter, 15th sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam Purana. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripal Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangolangatengirim Yat kripatamaham bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramanandam Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Hare Krishna. So, again seeking for the blessings and empowerment to glorify the Supreme Lord. So this is the seat where great, great Vaishnavas had been sat. But for the sake of service, I'm also sitting just like a crow who is actually not worthy to have the nectar. Actually, that nectar is supposed to be have the possession of Garuda. But in this situation, just for the sake of glorification of the Lord, I will try to seek the blessings from the Vaishnavas here, especially Sripad Bhaktivinoda Narasingha Swami Maharaj, Sripad Janivas Prabhu, so that I could speak something worthyful, meaningful. So, you know, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees unlimited so that no one can glorify in full extent. And in third canto, Maitreya Muni is telling to Vidura that, O Vidura, to glorify the Supreme Lord is very, very difficult. No one had ever actually reached to the limit of glorification of Supreme Lord. But still, I will endeavor it. He says, Tathami kirtiyami angah yathamati yathasrutam kirtim harer swam satkartum girim anya vidashatim. So Maitreya Muni says, Tathami kirtiyami angah my dear Vidura, I will try to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yathamati yathasrutam, as my mind reveals, as I have heard from my predecessors, and Kirtim Harer Swam, I will personally try to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari. Sat Kartum, what will happen by that? Sat Kartum, I will purify my existence. It will purify my existence. So Girim Anya Vidasatim, if I won't glorify the Supreme Lord, what will happen? Girim, my tongue, my faculty of voice will remain unchaste. So, we know that this whole senses of ours belongs to Supreme Lord. and everything of this body should be engaged into the glorification and the service of the Lord. So, being in material world, we are tend to do unchaste work, unchaste words comes out from our mouth. Because of that, this mouth remain unchaste. So, if I want to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then girim anyabhidasitam, and girim this words goes somewhere else, in prajalpa and so many other things, and these words remain unchaste. So here we are seeing the episode of deliverance of Yamala Arjuna trees. As Supreme Lord is doing his pastimes in Vrindavan with Mother Yashoda, and he has broken the twin trees, Yamala Arjuna, and there came out the two brothers, the sons of Kubera, Nal Kuvar and Manigriva, and they were so very effulgent, and by hearing this glorification has been performed by them, Sukhdeva Goswami is being asked by Parikshit Maharaj that what did they do mistake that they had such a punishment, such a position of being a tree for how many years? 100 celestial years. So for 100 celestial years they were there into the Vrindavan area, sitting, waiting for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So must be they would have performed very grievous of the sin. That's why they are there. They had been there. So then Parikshit Maharaj, being answered by Sukhdeva Goswami, is telling that actually they were actually great yakshas, the associates of Lord Shiva. And they had been promoted to the association of Lord Shiva. And they were no other than but the sons of Kubera. And in the association of Lord Shiva, they have become intoxicated by the opulence which is actually had been bestowed by Lord Shiva. So here we see the Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu, is greatest among the Vaishnavas. But these two brothers associated with Lord Shiva and he became mad. They became mad because of the Sri, the opulence. And because of this madness, they are actually committing so much sinful activities. So we also see in our spiritual society that sometimes devotees, they get associated with a spiritual organization and very empowered spiritual authorities, and they get blessed by a lot of opulences. They have a lot of fame, they have a lot of power, they have a lot of money, and it's like they also take it to be like great blessings. But here we see at one place it's mentioned that there are two types of blessings. Even Vaishnavas also having the blessings that is actually categorized. So one is called Sakkapat Kripa. Sakkapat Kripa means there is kapat. Means there is kapat time to say that's like not the real, the genuine thing has been given to him. It's kapat is there into that. So Sakkapat Kripa, the blessings which is actually not genuine. And another type of kripa, the blessing is called Niskapat Kripa. So here, by the mercy of Lord Shiva, these two sons of Kubera, Nal Kuvar and Manigriva, they're actually has become mad because of this blessings bestowed by Lord Shiva. That blessing is actually Sakkapat Kripa. So we see they were enjoying into the Ganga, which is actually that area is actually protected by Lord Shiva, and they were naked and enjoying with other naked girls, and Narada Muni is passing by. And Narada Muni sees them, their precarious situation, in which they are fully mad, enjoying sense gratification. When those girls, they saw Narada Muni, immediately they felt embarrassed and started putting cloths upon their body. But these two sons of Kubera, Nalkuvar and Manigriva, they were so mad that they were fully indifferent of such a great Vaishnava Narad Muni is passing by. And either they simply neglected or they couldn't see. Something happened, but Narad Muni could understand the precarious situation of these two sons, Nalkuvar and Manigriva. So in this situation, Narad Muni started contemplating what could be done to these people. Narad Muni started contemplating, so these people has become mad because of wealth. They are so foolish that they don't know that what is good, what is bad for them. Srila Prabhupada tells many of his lectures, the sloka he quotes, that living deities are, by bond they are foolish, by bond they are ignorant. Parabhavastavad abodh jato yavanya jigyasata atma tattam tavad kriya yavad kriyastavad idam manovai karmatmakam yena sharira bandha. Srila Prabhupada tells that by birth all the living entities are born into the ignorance. Parabhavas tavad abodh jato, they have been born ignorant. And unless they inquire about this self-realization, their eyes are not going to get opened. They are not going to go ahead toward their enlightenment because they are born ignorant. So this is the condition Narad Muni is also seeing toward this two sons of Kubera, and contemplating that what could be the solution for them, how they could actually brought up to the enlightenment. They have been so much degraded. So then he thought, because these people are mad, so they have become mad because of a lot of opulence, so I should rip them off from their opulences. So that's why in just previous sloka, we know, asatau sri madandasya daridram paramanjanam atmopamannena bhutani daridram param ikshate. So Narad Muni is telling it, asata sri madandasya, these foolish people, asata people, have become mad because of opulences. So, you know, sri madandasya, and every day we also, in Jaya Dhani we say, Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Astotar Sat Sri Srimad Abhaya Charanar Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. So here also it comes, Sri Sat Sri Srimad means, Sat means something tangible, something intelligent. Sri Srimad means it's the glorification of the personality. And similarly we say Srimad Bhagavatam. And the devotees, they also, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, they get mad into reading Srimad Bhagavatam. But here, these two sons of Kubera, they are wrongly mad. Asata Sri Madandasya, they are foolishly mad because of the opulences. And because of these people have become mad, their only solution could be that they should become poverty stricken. Daridram Paramanjanam. And then because of the poverty, really they will be able to see properly. Param Anjanam, that will give them the proper anjan, the ointment in the eyes. They could see things properly. Atma Manya Bhutani, they will understand what is the situation of other living entities, those who are suffering. Daridram Paramikshate, and I am thinking of bestowing them a special type of eyes so that they could see. And at 14th sloka, Narad Muni tells that these people, because they are so much mad, they cannot understand what is the difficulty other living entities are actually undergoing. Because they have never tasted any difficulty into their life. Just like a person who never know how somebody is actually feeling when somebody is being pricked up by the pin. So, unless somebody himself understand what is the pain of pricking by the pin, he cannot understand what is the pain actually, what is the degree of pain one can feel. So, Narad Muni understand that these people have fully lost any type of tolerance, any type of empathy toward the other living entities. So, they must understand what is actually the pain of being poverty stricken, pain of being actually coming into the lower forms of life. So out of great compassion, this Narad Muni is actually thinking, he is making plans that how these two sons of Kubera will get delivered. Then in 15th sloka, Daridro Niraham Stambho, Daridro Niraham Stambho Mukta Sarva Madariha, Kritram Yadrichaya Apnoti Taddhi Tasya Parantapa. So Daridro Niraham Stambho, these mad people, their prestige only can be shattered off when they become Daridra. They will become poverty stricken. And by being a poverty stricken, Mukta Sarva Madariha, they will be fully freed from all types of madness. Kritsram Yadrichayapnoti. And in that situation, very great labor, very great trouble, somehow they will get whatever they feel like. We see that in India there are so many poverty stricken people. We see somehow they work whole days and they get some amount of Lakshmi's money and somehow they lead their life. Yadrichayapnoti, whatever comes by the will of providence, they try to lead their life. Taddhi tasya parantapaha. And that is actually the way they can become oriented toward doing austerity. Otherwise, it's not possible. So in new stage, sometimes people may feel like, what type of judgment is this? This Narad Muni is so much cruel. What type of compassion is this that he's condemning these two people to become trees? And we know that in there is a very famous proverb that hate the sin, not the sinner. But what is here? This person is feelingly, seemingly, he is hating the sinner himself. But we know that Narad Muni is actually the person of compassion. He always wants to see people going toward Narayana. So Narad Muni is not cruel. And he is having the full qualification to rectify someone out of compassion. So sometimes it behoves for other people, many people, like they feel like, I could also rectify. But to rectify someone, we must have some qualities. Like we must be non-envious. As we know, in the material world, it's very, very difficult to find people non-envious. And if somebody is non-envious to our other living entities, then only they can rectify, and that rectification measures will work upon them. So, and second one is called compassion. One should be compassionate, not simply material compassionate, but spiritually compassionate to see how the person can be ascended toward the better position into their spiritual journey toward Krishna. So we know this Narad Muni had all of the qualities. Narad Muni is, we know it, he is one of the great acharyas in our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. He is representative of spiritual master Balaramji, Guru. And being on that position, being fully non-envious and compassionate toward these two souls, he is now going to take the corrective measure, rectification measures to correct them. We know that the great Balaramji, when he was just visiting all the holy places in Bharatvarsha, and he once upon came to Naimisharanya, and there are so many thousands of sages sitting, and there was one person called Romaharsana. And he was sitting on the Vyasasana, and because Balaramji came, all the devotees, they actually stood up, but this Romaharsana could not give any honor to Balaramji. And Balaramji could understand that this person is sitting upon Vyasasana, but he don't have any qualification to be on the Vyasasana, because he don't have any humility, he don't have any sense of what actually Srimad Bhagavatam is actually telling. And he will speak something, he might have been the great disciple of Ved Vyas and had actually by heart all the Puranas, the Itihasas, but he actually couldn't have realized anything. So immediately Balaramji took one straw, just thrown upon the body of him, and that was the rectification and punishment. So rectification and punishment can come in this way also. So similarly, this Narad Muni is actually trying to rectify these two sons of Kubera, Nal Kuvar and Manigriva. So we know, because of daridryam, because of this poverty, people immediately starts feeling humbled. They don't have money, so they subsist upon vegetarian food. They cannot do illicit sex because of they don't have money. They have to sleep many times on the bare floor. They wear simple clothes. So by the austerity, automatically, by the poverty, the people automatically become austere and they start automatically following things. And by that, what happens? Their pride becomes curtailed. And we know, Srila Prabhupada says the purpose of life, many times Prabhupada says, purpose of life is to do tapasya, austerity. Because unless one does tapasya, one cannot purify himself. Tapo divyam patrika yena sattam suddhe tasmad brahma sokhyam tu anantam. Rishabhdev tells to his sons that, oh my dear sons, tapo divyam, please do austerities. By doing that, what will happen? You will get purified. Your existence will be purified. Sattam suddhyam. And by that, what will happen? You will be able to release the transcendental happiness of brahma sukh, brahma sokhyam. So we know this tapasya will let us to go through purification, and by purification we can actually realize Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if somebody voluntarily, Srila Prabhupada tells in this purport that, but if who cannot voluntarily accept such austerity is put into a situation of poverty, he automatically must practice austerity. Austerity is good for everyone because it frees one from material conditions. So, if somebody cannot practice austerity, then he must come to the poverty. But many times we see, there are many poverty-stricken people in India and across the globe. There are many people. But are they inclined to do austerity? I don't think so. There are not many people inclined to austerity. They might be feeling, they might be living in poverty-stricken condition as ascetic lives, but they are not doing any austerity. And because even beggars, it is told that even beggars are proud of their penny. Whatever little money they have, they are very much proud of that. So that could be the one case scenario. So we have many experiences as such. Once we were distributing Srila Prabhupada books at one street, and just nearby there was one beggar. And we were just giving books and asking donations. So that beggar started staring upon us. And he started being annoyed. He started telling that, oh, this another beggar has come here, who is competitor of myself. And I was seeing that one person came from that side and he didn't take our book and just given 2 rupees coin to that beggar. And that beggar, he thrown the 2 rupees coin to him back again. And that beggar is telling that, keep this money with you. You are bigger beggar than me. So we could feel, understand that, see, this beggar also, they have also some standards of accepting money. They won't accept money less than 10 rupees. So they have also, so we see that beggars, they are proud. They are proud of their whatever money, whatever things they have. So this is about the people, those who have poverty stricken. And there could be many big, like money people, like in India as well as in Western countries, there are so many people having a lot of amassed wealth. And sometimes they could also get into trauma, they could also get into crisis. Now we see, because of this virus outbreak, there are so many big economies are actually getting crashed. And just 2 days before, there was one news that the finance minister of Germany, Thomas Schaffer, his name is, he committed suicide. So he was a Germany is a very powerfully financially, very powerful country, but the person, the finance minister, he committed suicide because he became beggar, in one sense he became poverty stricken. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't take any austerity. He simply committed suicide. So we see what is the thing which is actually required, that is the association of Mahatmas. So if this association of Mahatma is not there in any person's life, whether somebody is being poverty stricken, somebody is rich, nothing is going to make sense. As we know, when this Jada Bharat, when he was into the jungles and one of the king of Saubir and Sindh province, he was passing by and they met with each other, and there was, you know, the episode of Jada Bharat has been actually forced to carry the palanquin of this king called Rahugana. And in the due course of time, Rahugana could understand that this Jada Bharat is such a great Vaishnava, such a great sadhu, I should take shelter of him. And he glorifies. And he tells one of the very beautiful sloka, 5th canto, 13th chapter, 22nd sloka. Nahi adbhutam tas charanam jarenu bhi hatam haso bhakti radhoksha jemala mahorti kadyasya samagamas chame dustar kamulo pahato vivekaha. So Raghuna is telling to Jada Bharat that it's not very amazing. Nahi adbhutam tas charanam jarenu bhi, just by the dust of your lotus feet, what can it can bestow? Hatam maso bhaktira, all the sins can be immediately flee. And it can bestow amala bhakti, the pure devotional service. And for how much time? Mahortika, just for the muhurta, like 45 minutes or 50 minutes. That much association of great saintly persons, mahortika desa samagamaschama dustarka mulo pahato vivekaha. And all the false prestige, dustarka, all the false logics, everything will be automatically rectified. And pahata viveka, and one will get viveka, the good intelligence. So this is actually the factor, most important factor in everybody's life, that the momentarily association of great saintly person, the pure Mahatmas, pure devotees. And this is still happening. Many times we see so many devotees who have actually taken up the cause to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world by the desire and the order of their spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada. It's happening. Once I was hearing one Sankirtana story that in one of the European country in train, one Mataji was distributing Srila Prabhupada books. And she was just distributing books, and while she was just crossing the one bogey to another, there was one person, he was very much antagonistic and very much a difficult person to actually deal with. So when Mataji gave book to him, he took the book and very harshly he just ripped the book off and thrown on the floor and kicked, even less, like pushed Mataji, so the Mataji actually fell down in the train itself. So Mataji immediately just went out of that place, but this person, he took that book to show to his family members, specifically his wife maybe, that see, what did I do today? Today one of the Hare Krishna people came, and I just, because she was giving this book, and I tore this book apart and I pushed her, and see what great heroic thing I did today. So just to show, and see, he actually did so and put that book, just torn out Krishna book, on the table, on the dining table of, on his in his flat, and he just gone ahead into his daily activities. But in few months, a very tragic things have started happening into his life. His son died, his wife died, and he becomes like fully frustrated person. the whole life for whom he has actually worked, and he was thinking, keeping them into the center, he will be happy. All people left him. Now he is fully frustrated person. And he was thinking of committing suicide. So in that situation, he thought that before going to commit suicide, to kill ourselves, rather I should go and read some books. So he started seeing the bookshelf, that what books could be there. So he saw that there was a book, some religious books, and that was the only religious book was there in his shelf. And he took that book out, and that was Krishna book. And he read it, and it was so nice because he was fully lost person in material opulence. And he was actually into that book. He read that book. He really liked it so much. He liked so much that he immediately started searching the place, the Hare Krishna temple nearby, and he went to the temple. And he knocking the door of temple. He asking that, I want to practice this Krishna consciousness. It's so wonderful. And the temple authority were amazed. They were thinking that the whole of our life, I never have this type of case. The person himself is coming and telling that we want to learn something about Krishna consciousness. They welcomed him and they trained him in all wonderful complexities or whatever things for Krishna conscious person to develop. And he became a first class book distributor. So we see he was such a rude and such a mad person, the momentary association of the devotee. That devotee who was distributing book actually turned that person into a book distributor itself. And we know after some years they had a European meeting in which all the devotees, the book distributors, they were meeting, and that person could see that Mataji is there, and Mataji and immediately went and just prostrated. He started paying obeisances, and Mataji said, "Who are you?" Then he started telling all the story what had happened some years before, and they were so happy meeting each other. And that day Mataji was telling that actually when you did that things with me, when you pushed me on the floor, actually, I was simply praying to the Supreme Lord, that, Oh Lord, please be merciful upon this foolish person who don't know what he has actually done. So here we see how a devotee who is fully compassionate and non-envious can make such a change in even such a heavily mad people out of their material opulence. And it happened with Srila Prabhupada also. When Srila Prabhupada went to USA, almost all of the youths of European countries as well as USA has actually turned into hippies. And they are actually practically beggars. They were practically have no money. And they were fully upon the Supreme Lord, even though they were knowing or not. And they are loitering on the street in the search of better option of life. They were switching to different types of way of living and all. So in that situation, Srila Prabhupada went and actually given the seed of devotional service to them. So we see that being just a poverty stricken is not enough unless there is actually the benefit of association with great Mahatmas like Srila Prabhupada. And we know in Mahaprabhu's past times, there was one king, he was a Jamindar, the landlord, Subudhi Rai, and he was a very great personality. And he was the person, once under him, the Nawab Hussain Shah used to work when he was a boy. He used to get trained under him. And once some mischief this Nawab Hussain Shah, the boy Nawab Hussain Shah did, this Subudhir has beaten him like anything. And once this Nawab Hussain Shah was in intimacy with his wife, and wife told him, what this marks in your body? And then he told, yeah, one of my teachers, Subudhir, actually did so. Oh, he has done so to Nawab, such a great Nawab. You should do something. You should go and punish him. You should go and kill him. Then he told that, how you are telling this? I cannot do that. He's my teacher. How can I kill teacher? At least do something. You must do something for me. So he told, okay, but now it's very easy to turn him into Muslim. I just go and sprinkle some water from your hand and he'll become a Muslim. So at least you could do that. So yeah, I can do that. So we know that this person, Nawab Hussain Shah, somehow or other made that Subuddhi Rai into Muslim. And there was a situation just 500 years before in India that there was a lot of caste consciousness, and once you have been touched by Muslim, or you have been actually touched with the water, touched by the Muslim, you become Muslim and you are out, you are outcast. You cannot be like again, you cannot enter into the caste system of Hindus again. So this is what it happened, that Subuddhi Rai has been actually now outcasted from this system of Hindu Dharma. So in this situation, he is going from one place to another, different places, that how I could again be retrieved, being a Hindu again. And he went to Varanasi, into different places, where they were giving such a remedy that if he will do that, he will die. One person told that if you drink the boiled ghee, then you will be again retrieved back into Hindu Dharma. So Subuddhi Rai told, I will die if you will drink this. Yeah, if you will die, that's good. And if you die, the next life will become a Hindu. So he thought that what type of remedy is this? So some devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they met him. And he told that, why not you go and approach Mahaprabhu himself? Mahaprabhu has come to deliver all the fallen souls. So he went and approached Mahaprabhu. And we know, Mahaprabhu told that, forget about this all nonsense things. Just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go to Vrindavan, just chant the holy name. And your service is that so many devotees from Gaudides, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Bengali devotees, they are coming to Vrindavan. And they really do not like so much of dry chapatis of Vrindavan. You feed them rice, cook for them rice, and they will be happy and they will bless you. So we know this Subuddhi Rai, he was such a great personality, having a lot of wealth. But because somehow or other he got the mercy of Mahaprabhu and his before that of the devotees, and he turned into such a great Vaishnavas. So Srila Prabhupada writes in purport in the beginning, a saintly person voluntarily accepts a state of poverty just to become free from material false prestige. But a saintly person, they have the intelligence that everything belongs to the Supreme Lord, and they voluntarily accept poverty to become free from material false prestige. And we have the many, many examples, like Chanakya Pandit, even though he was the chief minister of the emperor of the whole Bharatvarsha, King Chandragupta Maurya, and he voluntarily accepted, no, I don't want to stay in your palace. I can give you all the advices free, of course, but I will stay far out. I will stay in jungle, in a thatched hut. And we know the story of Jayadeva Goswami. He has been approached by the Sen dynasty kings many times, and he threatened him that if you try me to disturb me in this way, I will leave Navdeep and I will go somewhere else. And somehow or other he was made the arrangement that he could live in near Champahati, that place. And later on we know Sad Goswami is such a great exalted personalities materially, and they left everything voluntarily. You know this Srinivas Acharya's this wonderful prayer, Taktva turnam asesha mandalapate shrenim sadatuchavat bhutva dina ganesha kau karunaya kau pina kanthasritam. And because of Deen people, those who are actually having no asset of Krishna consciousness, they have accepted this poverty. And what about Lord's devotees? Lord himself has actually many times have accepted this poverty. Once in Satyayuga, this Narayana, he was very nicely sleeping on the bed of Anantashesh and enjoying the royal services by Mother Lakshmi. And Narada Muni came and asked Narayana, what are you doing? You are simply enjoying with your wife and following you, all the people in Martaloka, they are actually engaged in sense gratification. How they will come to you? How they will do tapasya? And so Narayana asked that, what do you want then? What do you meant? Then you should do something so that they could be engaged, they could be inspired to do tapasya. So immediately we know that Narayana left that abode of Vaikuntha and came to this place in Himalaya where before Lord Shiva was living, and he started meditating in a mendicant form in Badrinath, and he is still meditating there for the welfare of all the living entities here in this material, specifically those who are actually born in human form of life. So we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, just to bring the masses into Krishna consciousness, taktva sudustajam surepsitam rajya lakshmim dharmisht arya vachasam yadagadarandam maya mirigam daitepsitam mannodhavat vande mahapurushta charanarvindam. He has left his most cherished wife, Mother Lakshmi Vishnu Priya, and he has gone to Vana. Why? Because one Brahmana has cursed him that you won't get any material householder happiness. And because of that, dharmisht arya vachasam yad agad aranyam maya mrigam daitapsitam annodhavat. And the living entities, those who are actually become mad, and they are like become animal mrig, maya mrig, into the illusion. Daitapsitam annodhavat, he is running after them, chasing them and bringing them again in Krishna consciousness. This is actually mercy of the Supreme Lord. And he have voluntarily accepted for the welfare of the living entities. So in conclusion, we should be very much careful while associating with the great Mahatmas, Vaishnavas. As we know, in this Nalkuvar and Manigriva, they have actually associated with Lord Shiva, but in spite of getting the real Kripa, they got Sakapat Kripa. They won't get the real benefit of the association of the great central person. And we know that by the association of devotees, the pure devotees whose hearts are fully pure from all materialistic taints of desires, and they are fully they are out of jealousy toward other living entities, their heart full with compassion, if they roam around into the world by their association, many living entities actually they get the way to actually transcend the material modes of natures, material mode of nature, and they can slowly return to the kingdom of God. So now this is the time approaching. I like to stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I appeal and I seek the rectifications and corrections from my revered spiritual uncles and mothers. Hare Krishna. With envy. If we... I am not worthy of answering such questions, complicated questions, but I will try, and I will try to give this opportunity to Maharajas. So if we do by envy, then it could happen that in spite of actually the person take that remedy, the solution, he may vomit it out. That's like a medicine which has been given to the person to cure him, but that medicine sometimes acts as a poison. He becomes offensive. So if we are having this enviousness nature toward other living entities, that medicine which is actually supposed to act as a cure may act as a poison. And they may more, they may start offending even more to the Vaishnavas. The person who is actually correcting, if he feel like this correction is coming out of enviousness, and then the problems may become more invigorated. So I like to give, if Maharaj could speak and Janivas Prabhu could speak something, what could be the... So, can Mataji please repeat that question?
If we correct others not because of envy, even out of our compassion, then we are also not qualification? Because after all, not everyone is ready, not everyone is happy to be corrected.
Yes, yeah, it's correct. Not every, when somebody is not feeling to take that correction, the rectification, then we may take some other ways, not directly correcting, rather directing that person to someone from whom he can really hear and accept really. Like if I speak to someone, he could not understand, he could not take it, but when the really the great Vaishnavas speak, and really the person is having great reverence and gratitude toward that person, if they speak, then he may take. So I think if we won't feel like he will able to accept it, then we should channelize that person to someone who, from whom he can actually accept, the person for whom he have the gratitude, for whom to whom he have the actually the reverence. And maybe in that way he could be corrected. Yes, is it? Yes. So austerities should be performed actually in the way has been mentioned by the Shastras for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Then it works as to purify the existence. Otherwise the austerity may lead one to become too much proud, just like it happened with Sovereign. He was for so many thousands of years he was meditating in the water, and because he had no relation with Supreme Lord so strong, he land up offending the great Vaishnava Garudadev. And because he was proud to even offend and chastise to Garudadev, who was such a great carrier of Lord Vishnu. He is as equal important as Lord Vishnu. So he couldn't see the connection that he is also devotee of Lord. He couldn't see the connection with the Supreme Lord. He simply puffed up out of his this austerity, dry austerity. He's thinking he will get something out of it. But it's just like beating the dry, empty husk. All austerities, they immediately dissipates and sublimates in a matter of seconds if it is not connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Austerity in the relation with Krishna and Guru, as we know that Dhruva Maharaj did austerity because Narad Muni has instructed him to do in the way, in a channelized way.
What can we do?
We should do simple austerity as it's mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. We should, by the order of spiritual master, we should try to chant the holy name Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly. Fasting, yes, Maharaj. Fasting on it. Yes. Yes, Maharaj. Yes. Thank you, Maharaj. Being non-envious and compassionate is actually interconnected. Non-envious is like negation of enviousness, and compassion is something positive, something beyond just being non-envious. But we, ourselves, independently, we cannot become compassionate because we are ourselves, the living entities who are into illusory energy and sometimes actually being carried away by illusory energy. So we cannot become compassionate, but we can become instrument of compassion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the channel of Spiritual Master. That's like we know Srila Prabhupada. He never tells that I was feeling compassionate toward the living entities and I went to USA. Srila Prabhupada tells that because my Spiritual Master has told me, and because of Spiritual Master's compassion, I see the living entities, people are actually chanting the holy name into the hills, into the rivers, into the oceans, in the towns, in the villages, and everywhere, out of great compassion of that great spiritual master, everybody will become devotee of Lord Krishna. So, devotees, they actually accept themselves to be as the instrument of the compassion of great spiritual masters. Ultimately, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is compassion to the living entities who actually have forgotten Him for time immemorial, and in this way we can, in true sense, we cannot become compassionate, but we can become the instrument of the compassion of those great souls. Yes, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much.